Hello and welcome to the Westminster Abbey podcast. From Palm Sunday to Easter Day, our reflections now focus on the meaning behind each significant day of Holy Week. Join us as we follow the story of Jesus from triumph to tragedy, from the cross to the empty tomb. Today, our reflection for Palm Sunday is given by the Reverend Mark Birch, Canon Rector at the Abbey. A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee."
The liturgy of Palm Sunday prepares us for the days that are to follow, for Holy Week and for the services that take us with Jesus through death into life. It begins with the narrative we just heard, the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the holy city, humbly seated on a donkey, in fulfillment of prophecy. In many churches, we then engage in a procession into our own church buildings, with or without furry-eared companions. It is often said that if we just skip from Palm Sunday to Easter Day, we will have missed all the important bits. We might be more inclined to think that this is some magical, happily ever after story, rather than the deep divine engagement in rejection and suffering and death that we discover through Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. These are the days that explore why the resurrection of Jesus might be good news for us, and not just good news for him. Perhaps it's just as well, then, that on Palm Sunday, we hear not just the gospel reading of Jesus riding into town on a donkey, but also, once we have processed into church, the whole story of the Passion from one of the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, or Luke. This sets the whole journey before us, like a map for those about to engage on a great expedition, a journey for which we might need to prepare, make some time in our diaries, sharpen up some of those resolutions we made in Lent, or do the thing we intended to do but never quite got around to. The journey through death into life lies before us this Holy Week. There are, I'm afraid, no shortcuts.
Thank you for joining us for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections from Westminster Abbey throughout Lent and Holy Week 2026. To learn more about live-streamed Holy Week services and other digital offerings from the Abbey, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Easter.